Hello, it's the 6th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Water company pollution of local rivers and waterways are becoming a primary issue as area residents and councillors discuss the impact on the environment and on human health. Lucy Bywater, the Green Party councillor for Castle Ward, expressed her constituents' concerns at last Wednesday's full council meeting, saying, "Water companies are using the overflows to discharge untreated sewage into our rivers. This is supposed to only happen in exceptional circumstances. Many local people are really worried." Charnbrook councillor Doug McMurdo, who also serves on the Bedfordshire and River Ivel International Drainage Board, assured councillor Bywater that the problem is currently being addressed. Bedford High Street pub The Bear reopened under new licence last Friday. This is the second of three Admiral Taverns owned establishments resuming operations. The Five Bells in Copal was restored a few weeks back with hopes for the soon return of Bedford's Barley Mow. This year marked record-breaking summer heat followed by milder autumn temperatures. BBC Weather are now predicting snow for the country next week as December has unsheared into colder conditions. Bedford could experience a dusting of snow as early as next Monday. An amber weather warning for extreme cold weather has been issued by the Met Office beginning tomorrow evening. Rebecca from Bedford was named the winner of QD Store's competition that was open to its reward card holders back in October. She managed to race through the Bedford Greyfriars store with her shopping cart to grab almost £215 worth of items in just 60 seconds. That's it for today. Keep warm. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.